Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for the business side this week with Shawn Rogers. She is the director of the Bluegrass Small Business Development Center at the University of Kentucky. Good morning, Shawn.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be here with you today.
All right. For people who may not be aware, what does the SBDC do primarily?
The SBDC is a tremendous resource, and I'm just appreciative of the opportunity to get to share information about what we do. We are a partnership between the U.S. Small Business Administration and the University of Kentucky. We're part of UK's College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. That partnership allows us to offer a lot of really great resources to existing businesses and potential business owners. The most popular service that we offer is our free one-on-one business advising services.
And take me through that, how that process works.
Sure. If you're an existing business, if you're looking for growth opportunities, if you're a person who wants to start a business and you just don't know where to start, we're a great resource for you. Everything you share with us is free, it's confidential, and most importantly, it's customized to you and where you're at in the process. So we help people, whether they're at that very early stage and they're just looking for guidance and direction, or someone who's been in business for a while and they're looking for opportunities to expand market opportunities. We get a lot of referrals from banks that have customers that need help with pulling together financials and information to support a funding request. And we work with individuals who are looking to obtain funding. So we don't do loans, but we work very closely with the lending community, and we know what lenders look for in loan proposals. So we can help develop a very comprehensive funding request that includes a business plan and supporting financials. And so that really positions the individual to make a very strong lending request. And so for existing businesses, we can do what I like to call a deep dive. We can go into their financials. We can benchmark them to industry peers. That gives them a lot of insight into how they are performing. We can identify areas of opportunity for the business, as well as some tweaks that can be made that could really give them quick turnaround on improvements in profitability.
What are some of the common mistakes that people who want to start a small business that they might commit in the early stages?
One unfortunate thing that can happen is that an individual will have the resources to get up and going. And so they'll have money that they can invest in the new venture, but they may not leverage that to obtain additional funding. So for example, let's just say that person has $50,000 to go into a project. What they'll do is sometimes they will go ahead and go all in and spend all of their funds. If we catch them early, one thing we'll encourage them to do is let's evaluate this. Let's look at leveraging a portion. Let's take 20% of that. Let's leverage it to obtain financing that can allow you to have a greater, amount of money to work with for your business. One of the great things we can do is really work with someone to identify market opportunities. We have wonderful market research tools that we can use with our clients, that we do use with our clients. And so we can help validate market opportunities. I think sometimes that can be an issue for folks. Maybe they've underestimated the market. And so we can help them either confirm what they may suspect is a market opportunity or give them an opportunity to look at other options. And so I think maybe if I were to say some common mistakes folks make, it would be to not leverage funding that they have available to obtain additional financing that can allow them to have a broader scope of work for their launch or their expansion. The other thing would be maybe not leveraging all the resources that are out there and a lot of times folks just don't know about it, right? So I can completely understand that, but that's why we appreciate opportunities like this to share information and get the word out there that these resources are available, and just a tremendous amount of effort exists out in this community to support business, and we want people to know that, and we love to be a connector as well, to connect people to the broader entrepreneurial ecosystem that's so vibrant in this state.
All right, in that vein, you have a Smart Start Startup and Pre-Planning Workshop coming up on Tuesday evening. Tell us about that.
Sure. What we do is we offer two different workshops. One is a Smart Start that's coming up on the 28th, and the other is a Get Funded workshop. And what we do in those workshops, we answer questions related to getting either funded or getting launched in a great fashion. So we go into a lot of information about talking about feasibility, breaking that down into components, looking at the market angle with that, looking at the financial considerations around it, and to give folks some tools that they can use to immediately begin doing some research to help them work through some of the questions that they may have. A lot of times people will attend that workshop and they're at that very much of an idea phase, and I call that the discovery phase of the business. And so they're discovering new information, they're on a quest, and so in that workshop, our intention is to arm them with tools and resources. And so we like to offer that training format, and then we have our one-on-one business advising services where they can sit down and talk to us. And again, I like to say, just remind folks that that business advising is a free service. And so, and with that, I do like to reiterate, we have a life cycle of services for businesses. So we can help them, whether they're at the startup phase or whether they're looking to grow, expand, or even if they're looking to exit.
So if people want more information about these this workshop and what you do on a general basis, where do they go?
The best place to go would be to visit our website, which is www.ksbdc.org. That would be a great place to start. Or they can go to our Facebook page. We're under Bluegrass SBDC. So we have information on both fronts there for them.
All right. Our guest today on the business side has been Sean Rogers, director of the Bluegrass Small Business Development Center at the University of Kentucky. The director's cut of our interview is available at WUKY.org. Thanks for coming in, Sean.
Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate it.